Hey, my name is Jason. I'm the producer of Relationship Radio. I wanted to let you know that we have a brand new website solely dedicated to working on your pies. Introducing itstartswithattraction.com. You can listen to every episode, learn about the pies, and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Go to itstartswithattraction.com. It starts with attraction, one word, itstartswithattraction.com to get signed up today.
If you've ever felt like you are crazy for wanting to save your marriage, or if you have ever felt like you've been standing for a really long time for your marriage and you just don't believe anything is ever going to turn around, then today's episode is absolutely for you. I'm joined today by Melody Asaguera. She's our director of coaching here at Marriage Helper. But before that, she was a long-term client of Marriage Helper. And I don't know, there might have been several times you thought you were crazy for how long you stood.
I did.
For your marriage.
All the time that was crazy.
But it turned out in an incredibly positive way for you.
Definitely did.
Yeah. And I know many of our listeners or viewers have probably seen you on either YouTube videos, or if they're in the membership or anything like that, they've definitely seen you. But many of them may not know more specifics about you and your backstory and things like that. So can you give us just a bit of an overview of what was going on in your life and in your marriage when you first found Marriage Helper?
Well, we were very busy, and David had taken a job, a contract, and he was working 7-12s, always at work. Of course, we had four kids at the house, and I was working full-time. I was also in school at that time. Mm. And so we just had a lot of hustle and bustle, mm-hmm. which then created this emotional disconnect. Of course, I was trying to change him to be who I thought he should be, and all that. And come to find out, he didn't like that, you know? And so the gulf between us grew, and then he met someone else. And we had a lot of back and forth. I did all the wrong things, like everybody does: push, try to convince, plead, cry, you know, beg, all the bad things. And then one day I was like, this is bigger than my knowledge of anything. So I typed in, how do I save my marriage? You know, and number one thing popped up was Marriage Helper. And then that turned everything around. Not immediately, and not because of the material, because my application of the material, like I was okay at first, but then as time went on, applying what I'd learned, you know, I saw the interactions between me and David change.
Yeah. How long had y'all been married at the time that all of that happened?
4.5 years.
4.5 years. Mm-hmm. And did you have, and you were a blended family when you first got married, mm-hmm. but you had a child together as well.
Yes.
Do you feel like any of that played into your situation?
The blended family?
Yeah.
I do think it did, because, you know, each of us had this idea of what parents, and, you know, he's from Honduras. And so it was a much more authoritative type environment mm-hmm. than mine was. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, he was like, oh, get the kids and, da, 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 you know, and I was like, oh, let's just love the kids, you know? So there was a big difference. And so we had the disconnect of how we thought parenting should go, but also the cultural differences, mm-hmm. Age differences, you know, that all played into kind of the disconnect. The good thing is that we overcame those problems, those issues in the relationship. And now the family is strong and whole and all that. We're closer than we've ever been before.
Mm. So I love hearing that. Now, when you found Marriage Helper and you said that you started applying the things for you, was that what you were looking for? Like, were you at first kind of looking for, how do I get him to stop being with this other person or to stop his affair? How did your mindset shift through your stand?
Okay. So in the beginning, it was, he's the issue because he's in this relationship with this other person. And so if I can figure out how to convince him mm-hmm. to not be with her, then everything will go back and it'd be great again. And as I began to discover Marriage Helper and the principles and how you focus on you and all mm-hmm. that, you know, there is that struggle between, yeah, but I really think he's the problem. You know, and there was probably a lot of judgment on my part based upon our faith and my background and all that. But as time went on, I began to see, oh, yes, I have contributed to this as well. You know, it isn't. And when I went into it at first, Kimberly, it was, I was trying to change because I wanted to get him back. And that failed. So even though I was applying the right principles, my motivation was wrong. It was like, I'm doing whatever I can to get him back. And so in the times when he would temporarily move back towards me, I would mess it up because I would get frustrated if he didn't like come all the way in. And then I would stop doing the right things, which then just recreated the thing where it pushed him away from me.
Yeah. You know?
So I had to have that mindset change of this is for me to be the best version of me. Hopefully the byproduct of that is that he comes back. But ultimately, I have so much I need to change about me. Mm-hmm. And when I began, of course, it's an evolution. It's not something that happens just like you do well and then you fall off and then you do well and then you fall off. But my whole life began to change. I got promotions at work and people were coming to me for advice. And my relationship with my kids became rich, like really rich in love and acceptance. And people noticed the changes in me. David did too, but it was a while before that influenced him enough to want to come home.
Yeah. How long was it that you would say you stood for your marriage before reconciliation happened?
Like 2 months shy of 6 years.
Wow. Yeah. Do you ever have clients that just like want some of that motivation and dedication?
Yeah.
Because I can imagine that a lot of people don't want to hear that.
Yeah, they definitely don't want to
hear that. And that's not the normal necessarily.
Yeah, it's not.
But I mean, there are those long, mm-hmm. I think you and the coaching team call it like the long time standards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say the average time, it's about 2 to 3 years that people have to stand. But and there's a few of us on the coaching team that it did go longer. And I think that there were variables that are not necessarily in everybody's story. And a lot of times people will come to me and say, oh, well, you're this superhero. And I'm like, I'm really not. Mm-hmm. It's the material. The only thing that I did was make the right choice to apply it. Mm-hmm. You know? And I'm not equipped with anything that anyone else isn't equipped with. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I had made enough mistakes in my life. And when I found Marriage Helper and began to apply those principles, it really resonated with my spiritual beliefs. You know, that I think that was the thing that got me engaged first. But then when I saw my own emotional growth and healing in many areas, because it allowed me to heal from pain from sexual abuse when I was a child. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'd already started working on that from time to time, but it was just like it expedited that process. And, created the environment where I was feeling whole and healed. And that was long before David came back. People think that it takes both of the people to get on that journey. And really, because if one just chooses to get on the journey, it can influence the marriage in the long run. Now, it took a very long time. Now, I'm convinced that we needed every second of that. Yeah. I think that if he would have come back any point before that, in some point in time, because there were, you know, the false starts where he'd come closer and then leave and come closer and leave. But I think if he had ever turned around truly and tried it, I don't know that I would have been in the right place to follow through and it turn out well. So although it was hard and right out of the event, I would have said, oh, I don't want to do this again. But now looking back, I'm like, wow, I think I would. If it meant we get what we got today, what we have now, mm-hmm. I think I would do it again. You know, mm-hmm. not that I want to.
Not signing up for that necessarily. Yeah. What was the hardest part of standing for your marriage?
I would say the waiting. The waiting is hard because people don't understand that it's small. It's the small changes in the interactions, you know, and knowing, and there's variables that you can't control, mm-hmm. you know, how he felt about the other people or any childhood pain that he was experiencing. Yeah. If he wasn't willing to heal that, you know, I could have healed everything and he'd still not be in the right place. But I would definitely say the waiting. I mean, that's hard because you see little bitty glimpses, but they're so few and far between.
Yeah.
But you can find hope. And I always tell my clients, count those things as small wins. Don't let those things go when you see positive movement. But don't think, oh, we're out of the woods now, because that's not necessarily true either.
How did you handle the separate, or were y'all separated?
Yes, we were for over 5 years.
For over 5 years. And how did you handle that with the kids?
It was, well, initially he was in limerence at first. So I would say he was an absent parent. I would never call him. We've talked about this several times. He asked me, do you think I was a bad dad? And I said, I don't think you were a bad dad, but you were definitely absent in the first year-ish, in and out. He did see the kids, but not often. But, you know, parent, like when you're feeling hurt, a lot of times parents will dog their spouse to their kids. And I knew enough not to do that. And so if they asked me a question, I tried to be as graceful as I possibly could and say, dad's going through something. And sometimes when we go through things, we don't necessarily make the best decisions. And so it wasn't like, oh, he's terrible. He's this bleep, bleep, bleep. You know, I didn't do all of that. So I feel like that was good. But after a while, David began to really miss the kids and wanted to get back involved. And so we actually would do things as a family together, even vacations. And people would say, that's just crazy that y'all are not together and y'all go on vacation and all that. And sometimes it was emotionally hard for me to do that, but really it was the best thing for the kids, you know? And I thought, well, if he can't be here with me and us having those experiences, I want to do the best that I can to still have those experiences because they need both of us. Yeah. Right. In their life. So,
yeah,
we did pretty well at co-parenting.
Did the kids ever have, you know, were they ever sad or had hard conversations with you about how they felt during that time?
Yes. All of them in different ways. I think the older two were hurting because I was hurting so badly, you know, and I wish I would have done a better job in the beginning not to show them that. I mean, they need to know that you hurt and you recover, right? But I feel like I had not found marriage helper yet. And so they saw a lot of me spiraling, you know, and I felt like that probably wasn't good for them because they immediately associated that with him and not necessarily the fact that I hadn't done work on myself, right? And so I wish I would have done that better. But as time went on, I felt like I showed up as a better mom. And it kind of helped with that. Now, the third one just got really quiet, but the baby got very insecure. And she was not by nature a insecure kid. She was one of those kids that I needed a leash, you know, come here, you know, but she got really insecure. But the good thing is that even that has recovered. You know, awesome. She did some therapy. He's done some therapy with her and that relationship has begun to repair. Now she still comes to me first, but I think that's more just because I'm the mom, you know, but she loves her daddy deeply. Yeah.
What would you say to the person listening who is in that situation where either they've just found out and they're spiraling or they're the one saying, I have been dealing with this for years and I feel like I just want to give up.
Mm-hmm. I would say that's normal. It's normal to feel like you want to give up, especially in the world today. It's like, you know, they're doing you wrong, Belle, you know, but I would remind them is what does your belief system say? Because if your behavior aligns with your belief system, you can lay your head on the pillow at night. And although you experience the loss, at least, you know, you did the right thing. And that was my thing. I got to the place where I was like, you know, I'm mad at him or I'm not attracted to him anymore. I'm disappointed in the things that he's doing. But his behavior does not give me a license to betray or to abandon my own belief system, you know. And so I had to make sure that I stayed aligned. Now, it did get to the place where I felt I had done all I could do. You know, and I was ready to move forward, but it wasn't because I was going to anyone else or anything else. Yeah. I was just like, you know, I've put my life in a way on pause. I did continue to move forward, but in a way on pause. Now I'm ready. And then not long after that, he turned around. So, yeah.
And it was one of those situations where it's like, if you had given up then, you would never have known what was right around the corner.
Yeah.
And then for the person who's spiraling right now, they're just at the beginning of it, doesn't know what to do. What would you say?
I would say, okay, calm down. That would be the first thing. This situation didn't get here overnight. It's not going to get out of it overnight. And immediately I go into, when you ask me that question, I want to go into coach mode, right? And so work on your pies, definitely calm down, get control, stop pushing, all of those things. But I just want to say it's going to be okay. I can't guarantee, Marriage Helper can't guarantee that your relationship's going to turn around. But if you take the steps that we teach, the principles that we teach, and you apply them to your life will get better regardless of what happens with your marriage. Now, ideally, our organization believes in marriage, loves marriage, and wants to help you, right? Mm-hmm. But there are things that we can't control, neither can you, right? Yeah. But if you begin to apply those things, you become victorious even in the midst of all the chaos and the pain and all that. But it's up to you. The choice is definitely up to you.
Aware of what to do and where to start. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Melody, love your story. You. Love just the hope that people can see in it and the turnaround that's happened and the reconciliation between y'all. Thank you for coming and sharing that with the audience. And for any of you who are listening and you are thinking, man, I really am not calm right now, then I would encourage you to look at joining our Save My Marriage membership. And there's a special offer for our podcast listeners that is 25% off the first month of that. So you can do that by going to marriagehelper.com/podcast. And in there, in the membership, you will get toolkits for how to calm down, how to work on yourself physically, intellectually, emotionally, and spiritually. Melody's team of the coaches, they do weekly group support calls, multiple a week, where you can join and actually start hearing from a coach answering other people's questions throughout that time of how to implement some of these things. It's definitely an amazing resource that our team has created for you, and we'd love for you to be a part. Hope to see you inside of the membership. And as always, until next week, remember, there is always hope.